Thank you.
Gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you, Chair. I will be covering Article 10 on education. Article 20 of the Rwandan Constitution guarantees the right to education, and it states that elementary education is compulsory and free in all public schools. However, Rwanda is facing numerous challenges. Government statistics show that 65% of women and 66% of men over the age of 6 do not have education, or if they do, only partly elementary education. Fewer women, 14.6%, 18.7% over the age of 25 have at least some level of secondary education, with 43.2% of women or girls signed up in tertiary education when compared to 56% of girls or men. In rural areas, it's twice as likely for residents to not have education. 16% of women and 12% of men in rural areas do not have education, as to 7% of women and 6% of men in rural areas. Which leads me to my first question. What measures is the state taking to ensure that the right to education is a reality in Rwanda, and to build on the technical capabilities of teachers so as to narrow the inequality gap, the gender inequality gap, and also for residences in urban or rural areas? Regarding school dropout, according to UNICEF, in Rwanda, girls are more likely to drop out of school. Only 71% of girls and boys complete their prime elementary education. In part, the reasons are the lack of support on education, especially during the menstruation period, and additionally due to early marriages. So my question is, what is the state doing to support girls during their menstruation periods in school? And additionally, what is the state doing to provide support to girls and adolescents who have early pregnancies to assist them and join schools as soon as possible?
En un tercer tema.
Turning to a third topic, may I ask what is being done with regard to the issue of sexual and reproductive health and teaching thereon in schools, because robust teaching makes a major contribution to preventing early or child pregnancy? What is being done in order to ensure that girls have safe spaces in schools, and what steps are being taken to prevent or combat bullying? I turn now to combating stereotypes. What content is being added to the school curriculum to combat stereotypes that favour or foster discrimination against women? Also under this heading, I would ask what efforts the STET is taking to ensure that girls are present in areas such as maths, technology, science, engineering and arts, and that there are more female students who are encouraged to take up studies in those fields. On the issue of refugees and education, many of them have the basic level of primary education, but when it comes to higher education, they're often forced to go back to refugee camps because there are no alternatives in place for them to be able to pursue their education further. What steps are being taken to ensure that refugee women and girls do have educational opportunities and opportunities writ large in Rwanda? And I would ask similar questions about girls with disabilities. What steps are being taken to ensure that girls with disabilities can have full access to school?